I know I had a, this is Alan, I know I had a friend who worked for a radio station, and when he ever did, whenever he did a story, he was asked to get video with it. So we always had a video component. But I don't know whether we have good enough people running our websites to actually collect that so it is user-friendly for our website.
Finish back. That's a good point. The expansion of our programming away from just the, you know, audio signal is something that we're going to have to embrace or just continue to fall behind. I mean, you know, this election coverage, for example, you know, yeah, it'd be great if we could get some video along with the audio broadcast on our website. Yeah, that's how people are operating now. Everybody wants to see, you know, what's going on. So that's something that you know, we might want to consider as a component to this proposal too. That the network explore, you know, opportunities in video. What, you know, what would it take? You know, I mean, I'm sure Otis can do it all. You know, it would definitely take some additional personnel. But what exactly would it take for us to do that, to include that, to promote that?
Sabrina can start.
Go ahead, Sabrina.
Okay, so the way the KPFA website, maybe this could be a template for everybody else if your websites aren't set up this way, is that every time a programmer has a show, every time I have a show, I have the opportunity to post, you know, pictures, a blurb about, you know, or the lead or whatever about whatever the show's going to talk about. And you do have the option of loading up video, and I think there's actually an extra space for that. We also have a podcast section that we're building on right now with taking podcast ideas and whatnot, too. So it is possible, technologically speaking. I don't think it's a very high cost. It's fairly cost-effective. So as far as your webmasters are concerned and the programmers do have the opportunity to, you know, load their own media up. So how is your website set up, Ron?
My question. Well, we have someone, you know, doing it, you know, part-time. He's our volunteer coordinator. But, he's not a dedicated, you know, person specifically to that task. It's a task that runs on to him because we, you know, we're very short staffed.
Right.
So your
programmers don't have access to the website for their own shows. Is that what you're saying?
As far as loading up audio, probably yes, but in terms of video, I don't think so.
Okay.
Michael to the stack. They're working on our website here locally to provide a more user-friendly interface where people can upload stuff. What we currently have is an archive, which automatically the audio of all shows is archived on the website, and that goes ahead without any you know, other to do. And then, as I say, there are also some shows that are just posted as web-only shows. I sent out a revised version just now headed Corrected Motion. And I'll read that. I added a couple of things from what we were just talking about. Move that the PNB Programming Committee recommend that the PNB direct the IED to launch a Pacifica task force to promote collaborative national programming involving the five Pacifica stations, our Pacifica affiliates, and other independent media partners, focusing on three major themes leading up to the November election: war and peace, environmental crisis, and social, racial justice and injustice. The PNB Programming Committee further recommends that the PNB directs the IED and CFO to draft a plan for raising the necessary funds prior to enduring such programming to carry out the project, including seeking grants and donors for the project, the use of text to donate, paid subscriptions for downloads of the material, and production of materials from the campaign for use as thank you greetings during fund drives. The PNB further recommends that the PNB direct the IED to arrange for a well-publicized and promoted web page for such programming and other related programming can be archived and for the utilization of social media and video content in the development, promotion, and incorporation of listener input in such programming. And if you are at your computers, you should have received it a minute or two ago.
And you did include the financial component there, is that right?
Yeah, that's the middle paragraph of three. It says, draft a plan for raising necessary funds prior to and during such programming to carry out the project, including seeking grants and donors, use of text to donate, paid subscriptions for downloads of material, production materials from the campaign for use as thank you premiums. And I also incorporated the video. So whether
I have a question for you, Mike.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do we want to be in the proposal, do we want to be specific about those three categories of programming, social justice, the environment, and what was the other one?
War and peace.
War and peace. Okay. I mean, those are very broad. Okay. they're broad enough. We can incorporate a lot of
the original work group report, which elaborated each of those in much greater detail, but I didn't want to put all that in the motion. But I think the idea, again, basically is basically, you know, kind of going off your original motion to the committee about mission-driven content that nobody else is offering, and this is trying to concretize that, you know.
No, that's fine.
If we put the themes out, we're likelier to get contributions because people understand what we're looking for. So we say, okay, we're going to be focusing on these three. If you have material, submit it to whoever, blah, blah, you know, the project coordinator, whatever they come up with at the national office. And, you know, approach Melissa Jones, approach, you know, I mean, there are other things, but I'm just saying. It's 3 months and it's the clock is ticking, so. We don't need seconds in committee. If you don't have it, I can read it again slowly. You can vote on each part separately if you want.
There was one category that I'm not sure if we maybe want to add, and that's progressive economics. You know, the economy, because that, you know,
good idea.
I mean, you know, because, you know, we got to think about jobs, you know, sustainable income, all that good stuff.
I mean,
that's a major issue.
Can we just add social, racial, and economic justice and injustice? And
that'll work.
All right, let's do that. Okay, so with that amendment, I'll read the first part of it. Move that the PNB Programming Committee recommend that the PNB direct the Interim Executive Director to launch a Pacifica Task Force to promote collaborative national programming involving the five Pacifica stations, our Pacifica affiliates, and other independent media partners, focusing on three major themes leading up to the November election: war and peace, environmental crisis, and social, racial, and economic justice and injustice. Second paragraph. The PNB Programming Committee further recommends that the PNB directs the IED and CFO to draft a plan for raising the necessary funds
prior to and during such programming to carry out the project, including seeking grants and donors for the project, the use of text to donate, paid subscriptions for downloads of the material, and production of materials from the campaign for use as thank you premiums during fund drives. Third section, the PNB program committee further recommends that the PNB direct the IED to arrange for a well-publicized and promoted web page where such programming and other related programming can be archived, and for the utilization of social media and video content in the development, promotion, and incorporation of listener input in such programming.
To the stack, Eric.
Go ahead.
Would you be amenable to removing, the first paragraph up top, ending where it says environmental crisis and social / racial justice and injustice? Would you be amenable to removing one of those words? It may sound minor, but it strikes me as,
racial and economic, I'm okay. I don't want to quibble over the wording.
No, the word justice there. If you can just remove the word justice, I think that should come out. If that stays, the word injustice, but the word justice should not be there. I mean, I should say, would you be amenable to pulling that out?
Justice?
Yes.
So it would say social, racial, and economic injustice?
Yes.
Yes, I don't want to. I think we have a problem that all of our, too much of our program is focused on problems and not enough on solutions, and I want us to try to correct that weakness in our programming, and that's one of the reasons I want both words in there. I think there are people out there that who are building justice through their organizing efforts, and I think we have to draw some attention to that because it gives people something besides the litany of doom and gloom and makes it more attractive to listen to.
Finish back.
I think it just strikes me if you have justice, there is no injustice, but
I'd be willing to take out the injustice, but not the justice.
Say that again now.
Injustice,
take out the injustice.
You broke up just a bit, I'm sorry. You say it once again, if you don't mind.
Yeah, hang on a second. I said if you object to having both justice and injustice, I would rather take out the injustice and leave justice. Because I think
That's fine.
Okay, that's fine. So in that case, I would say focusing on three major themes leading up to the November election. War and peace, the environmental crisis, and social, racial, and economic justice, period.
Perfect.
Okay. Any further objections or corrections on that part of it?
I do have a question.
Yeah, sure.
Finchback, are we asking the IED to come up with funds to support this mandate, or are we suggesting that we explore ways to fund this project?
Yeah, okay, that's the second paragraph, so I'll read that. The PNB program committee further recommends that the PNB direct the IED and CFO to draft a plan for raising necessary funds prior to and during such programming to carry out the project, including seeking grants and donors for the project, use of text to donate, paid subscriptions for downloads of the material and production materials from the campaign for use as thank you premiums during fund drives. So we're not saying they have to have ironclad money in hand before we do it. We're saying that they have to have a plan for getting some seed money and, you know, getting some funding as it's going and using it to, you know, as inexpensive premiums later, et cetera.
Okay. My only concern there is asking them to come up with a plan to fund this, unfortunately, I think we want to, I know from the CFO, we say, well, we don't have any money to do anything with. We need a plan to salvage the network as it is, aside from this effort. I don't know. I don't know if any other way to say. I don't know. Are we making a requirement? I guess that's my thing. Are we making a requirement for them to do this, or are we saying making a requirement for them to encourage the task force to come up with some ideas about how to fund this?
Well, I can tell you my opinion. I think that the way out of our problem is having some product and content that is attractive to listeners that they can't get anywhere else.
Amen.
So this is an attempt to do that in a concrete way over a 3-month period. And if we actually have some success with it, it will point the way towards, you know, a solution longer term. That you know, I don't know what else to say about it. We have to have, we can't be all fund drive all the time. We can, you know what I mean? So that's clearly, and until our books are in better order, we're not going to get a lot of other money in the door. And we're not going to, we have to get the CPB grants, all that stuff. But this is just it's a piece of something that nobody else is doing and Pacifica might potentially be able to do that would actually attract some listeners and some money. That's the idea.
I got you. It's good. I just raised it rhetorically because I know they're going to say, hey, well, we're having problems raising money now. We expect us to get money for this problem, and I don't want the project to stop.
Right.
That excuse.
Well, that's why it says prior to and during, because the idea is, okay, you get it, you get something rolling, and hopefully, the snowball effect takes place. More snow gets packed into the snowball, it gets bigger, and it attracts, more money and more support. Or else, if it doesn't, then you try something else. I don't know what else to say.
Request for information, Nancy.
Go ahead.
Yes. How much? I mean, I'm sure we tried to do it as cheaply and inexpensively as possible. What kind of foreseeable expense? Because Sabrina said it's very easy to put the video, the technology using video to put on the website.
Mm-hmm.
The website. And so that would not cost too much, or would it? I really don't.
Well, it depends
know.
On. Yeah, I'm sorry. Curious is stack. I'll answer. Yeah, it depends on how your website is structured. And we use WordPress.
Yeah.
That's how we're set up and everything. And we just got this new website. We've had for probably about a year and a half now, and it makes it a lot easier because it puts the power in the programmer's hands. So it all depends on how your website is set up, Nancy. They probably want to talk
just,
to whoever your webmaster is and take it from there.
I'll follow up on that. The Pacifica. I'm sorry, elections.pacifica.org is a WordPress website that's not actually part of Pacifica.org, but you can just put it out there. A WordPress website could be created like Decision 2016 or What's It Say 2016 or whatever you want to call it, .pacifica.org. That would function just as you're saying. So it would involve, probably we might have to pay something for,
They would just have to create a tab for it, just create that additional tab.
Right.
It's just a point of getting somebody to do it and, possibly having to pay them for it. But I'm sure we could find people to do it for free, really.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so the third part is that the BNB Program Committee further recommends that the BNB direct the IED to arrange for a well-publicized and promoted web page where such programming and other related programming can be archived and for the utilization of social media and video content in the development, promotion, and incorporation of listener input in such programming. So those are the three elements. One is sort of putting out into the world a focus for Pacifica programming for the next 3 months leading up to November, whatever it is, 8th or something, around the themes. And obviously soliciting these partners, talking to Mother Jones, talking to Brave New Films, talking to whoever's out there, Michael Moore, I don't care, Second thing is some kind of plan for a budget of what it might cost and a plan for how to raise that money before and during the project and using the project to raise more money through premiums. And the third thing is a single place where it's all archived on the Pacifica website that we promote the hell out of and that has the capacity for video and for, social media and interactivity, blah, blah.
Mike on the stack, could be a pinch back on
the stack. Yeah, go ahead.
The one thing I would add to that is that not only should we have a comprehensive plan to publicize this on the website, but also at the five stations, in their grid that somehow are,
sure.
We can't, you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, so why don't we add the word on air after publicized and promoted?
Yeah. Yes, on air.
Okay, all right. Okay, so reading it all one more time. So the first section, move the PNB Programming Committee recommend that the PNB direct the IED to launch a Pacifica task force to promote collaborative national programming involving the five Pacifica stations, our Pacifica affiliates, and other independent media partners, focusing on three major themes leading up to the November election, war and peace, environmental crisis, and social, racial, and economic justice. Two, the PNB further recommends that the PNB direct the IED and CFO to draft a plan for raising the necessary funds prior to and during such programming to carry out the project, including seeking grants and donors for the project, the use of text to donate, paid subscriptions to download the material and production materials from the campaign for use as thank you premiums during fund drives. Three, the PNB Programming Committee further recommends that the PNB direct the IED to arrange for a web page, well-publicized and promoted on air, where such programming and other related programming can be archived, and for the utilization of social media and video content in the development, promotion, and incorporation of listener input into such programming.
Should we interject the word must? To create must-carry programming?
No, I do not want to go near that because you will get such a shitstorm of opposition.
All right.
We're trying to say we're going to create stuff that is so attractive to listeners that everybody's going to beat down the door to carry it. And if our affiliates want to start carrying it, great. I don't want to say anything about must-carry.
No.
Okay, so we'll say hearing no further objections, is that the motion we've crafted? And I will retype it up one more time and send it out to everybody and to the PNB. Okay, so then the next thing on our agenda was the next meeting and subsequent meetings, and this is the third Thursday, I think. Is this okay for people? The PNB in general is the first Thursday and sometimes the fourth Thursday. So I think we can get away with using a Thursday. And the third Thursdays coming up would be September 15th, October 20th, November 17th, and December 15th. And then we're out of here. So, is this okay with people? We actually got a quorum.
Finally. Hi, Alan here.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think it's great, although I think maybe we ought to consider not meeting in December.
Sure, that's fine. We can just say the third Thursday and we'll leave it at that. I was just letting people know what the dates were in case people had a specific conflict or something.
I'm taking a quick look at the November calendar. Yes, to see what the proximity of that is to, you said the 17th. Okay, that should be fine. Okay.
Yeah.
What's the date in September again? The 15th?
September 15th, the first gate, the 15th.
I can tell you now, I can't. I'll be out of town, and I will be out of pocket on the 15th of September, but don't let me stop the group from meeting. Okay.
Okay, there are four Thursdays, and the 22nd is also open if we want to say in general the 3rd, but that month, the 22nd, we could do that. Will you be back in town by then? Or?
I'd like to suggest something else also, guys, something to consider.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
The 15th is, you know, that's the middle of September. That's half the month is gone. Perhaps because we're trying to get this initiative, you know, moving, perhaps we might want to consider meeting before then, maybe on a Tuesday or something like that. I mean, Thursdays work for me fine, but I'm trying to think of, you know, some way that we can meet again as soon as possible to see
Wednesday the 7th is open. That's a couple of days after Labor Day. I don't know how people feel about that, but it is open on the calendar.
Wednesday the 7th?
Wednesday, September 7th is open on the KPFDX calendar. It's a couple, you know, it's like 2 days after Labor Day, but...
Is that the second Wednesday of the month or the first?
No, that's the first. The Thursday is the first of the month, so it's the Thursdays are the 1st, the 8th, the 15th, the 22nd, and 29th. There are actually five Thursdays, so... the PNB is meeting on Thursday the 24th, I think, or the 20, whatever, the last Thursday is in August, and then again on Thursday, September 1st. So we have two shots of getting the national board to approve it. If they haven't by then, I think we have to figure out some way to do an end run around the national board to try to get it to happen anyway. But that was the idea.
I'm down for the 7th if anybody else is.
The 2nd.
It's okay with me.
Yeah, sounds great.
All right, so why don't we say that Wednesday, September 7th, and then after that, the 3rd Thursday. Is that okay with people?
Yep.
I'd like to have it, you know, just okay.
Hey, I have a question about the Wednesday the 7th.
Uh-huh.
What is it you want us to do between now and the 7th?
I would say lobby.
Meeting up. What do you want us to do?
I want us to try to get, this is what I wanted after the last one too, is to try to get some buy-in for this from management. So if people can try again to talk to their local GMs and program directors or interim program directors or whoever's filling in for the program director.
Okay.
And see, you know, what they think of it. We can reshape it. That was the idea, that we were open to what they want to try to do. But that's the idea, try to some way to move between now and then.
All right. Thank you. That's something I can work on.
Yeah. You mentioned Mother Jones. If you have any contacts with Mother Jones or any other, you know, any meeting center or, you know.
Personally, I feel with Mother Jones, it's somebody in Washington, D.C. that mm-hmm. would be willing to help provide the engineering for something like that
mm-hmm.
or would
yeah.
be willing to
yeah.
help them produce. I mean, they've got the content. Yeah. And
right, they're also in the Bay Area,
video.
I mean, their main office. Uh-huh. Right, exactly.
If there's a cost figure, that's going to be a bit prohibitive for us. If you could tell us, give us some indication of what...
I think it's just inviting them to come into your studios and record, you know.
Oh, okay.
You know, okay. They're doing interviews. They must have plenty of audio recorded, actually.
Okay.
The investigative work they're doing. It's just like, say, hey.
Okay, very good.
We're a radio station in your bailiwick, and we'd love to be able to air some of this stuff and make it available for blah, blah.
Well, let me say this, guys. Before we have any discussions with Mother Jones, we would need to talk to... the general manager and program director.
Sure. I'm not saying you should just go up and
do that. Yeah, because obviously you know, they would have to have a potential spot. And one of the initiatives that our general manager is doing is trying to get clients to come in and purchase studio time, not for airtime.
Yeah, just to rent the time.
So that's why it's important that we have this conversation with DM. Eric, excuse me, folks. Eric, I need to talk to you after this, so call me after we get off this call, okay?
Okay, we're already at past what we were scheduled to end at. It's 10:30 your time. So,
Ron, shoot me an email with your number on it, please.
Okay, right away.
Okay.
Nancy on the stack.
Okay, last comment, and then I'd like to adjourn the meeting if possible. Go ahead.
So in the meanwhile, we make some media list of medias, like Mother Jones, there must be others. We make a list of medias, and then we need also Michael Moore. You said a possibility.
Potential partners, and you know, I think there, you know, might be print publications that, you know, haven't thought about audio or video, but would be able, you know, I mean, like I know in New York there's the Independent newspaper that does a lot of reportage around the stuff. Maybe they want to, you know, we have on our airwaves, we have a show called Indie Media on the Air, and people from the Indie Media Center have an hour once a week to, you know, put interviews and other stuff on.
Oh, that's a center? That's a nonprofit? Indie Media is a nonprofit center?
I don't know what there is. I assume they're a nonprofit. I don't know. It's what came out of the original anti-globalization movement, still around. People, you know, they have a website. They, you know, they stream stories and blah, blah.
Could we include talking to unions? They have money.
Sure, you know, anybody who wants to talk to it.
They're concerned about jobs.
Yes, you know, there's you know, they
funding list.
Most of the big unions have newspapers that go out to all their members, and if we, you know, did something, you know, maybe they would cover it in the paper, and it would get free publicity to, you know, several thousand union members. You know, I'm saying talk to your general manager and your program director first, and then, you know.
And probably some of the programmers also may have.
Sure, but I'm saying as governance, I don't think we're going to go deal with individual programmers. I'm saying that talk to the management and, you know, try to get them to buy in and take it from there. See what, you know, what role they want. If they want to tell you, okay, Nancy, you can be my delegate on this question to go talk to these people, but don't just, I don't think we want to cross, you know, lines of
understand.
You know, accountability and
authority.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just going to respond quickly to what you just said. It's a double-edged sword. I mean, that's fine. We don't want to cross the line. On the other hand, if we just find out right off the bat, these folks are going to give us $50,000, nobody would complain that the line has been crossed.
There's a general mandate now from the PNB to all local station board members to try to raise funds. So if you know somebody who's going to cough up $50,000, please go solicit them.
Okay, so our next, I want to confirm, our next meeting is September 7th and the first Wednesday, and then also the 15th?
No.
I don't say no, just I can't have 2 weeks.
Okay.
The 7th and then the third Thursday of the succeeding month.
Okay.
Until further
all right.
notice.
All right.
All right, thank you all, and
thank
good night.
All right, Ron, send that email, please.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I will send out the revised version.
All right, good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.